like between a bush and a tree, and some people say it's poison. It has gets real red in the fall and.
Holly.
Well, I was thinking. Well, I don't know. You may not have it around here. Shumate.
Oh yeah. We have a lot of shumake.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Little berries on.
Little berries, uh-huh. Yeah. Uh-huh. And the kind of...
Real pretty to fall.
Yeah, real pretty. They get a real pretty red in the fall. The kinds of bushes that make people's skin break out when they brush up against it.
Poison oak.
And what kinds of berries do they have around here?
Blackberries. Dewberries and castleberries. Oh, that's about all of it.
I can't stand that. I know. I feel a chunk out of it in my mouth.
Dewberries.
What about the kinds that you use for shortcake?
Strawberries, sure.
They raise them?
Yeah, sure do. More of them up in Marshall.
Marshall used them, but not so much anymore.
Oh, is that right?
They hardly have them anymore. Terrible.
Well, I'll be done.
Got to be too expensive to raise them, and then they put a shirt factory there, and everybody that used to pick strawberries went to work in the shirt factory, and you can't even buy strawberries there anymore, and you can't even wear them.
Is that right? Well, golly, no.
Part of my summer, every year of my life, was coming to Marshall and eating strawberries.
Yeah.
It was just a part of my life. Every summer, and they don't have them anymore. Sheds where they used to bring them in, one of them's burned down, and the other one's falling apart because they just don't even.
Trees near so blooming high now,
mm-hmm.
Isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
There aren't many of them.
But they're making lots of shirts.
Yeah.
People want a shirt. anyway, talking about kinds of berries or something that you are not supposed to eat, and if they could kill you, you'd say that they're
poison.
And if a married woman, for example, didn't want to make up her own mind, she might say, well, I must ask my
husband.
And a man would say, I gotta ask my
wife.
And a woman who's lost her husband is called
a widow.
And your father and mother together are called your
parents.
And something on wheels, like a sort of crib on wheels that they put babies in, stroll them around, that's called a. Has a hood over it.
Baby buggy?
And people's children are their sons and their
daughters.
And they're boys and
girls.
And if you didn't have a daughter.
Getting smarter, aren't they?
I don't really know. If you didn't have a doctor to you get away, I can't even talk. If you didn't have a doctor to deliver a baby, you might have to send, they might have to send for a
midwife.
Oldest, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if a boy, for example, had facial features like his father, you would say that he
favored his dad.
And if he, well, just simply behaved like him, you'd say that he
acts like him.
Or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And, in talking about a widow or something, you might say, well, she really had a hard life. Her husband died, and all by herself, she had to
raise the kids.
And if you saw a child you hadn't seen in a long time, and the child was taller, you know, you might say, my, how you have
grown.
And your brother's son would be called your
nephew.